And we're so excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. And I am from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, but I'm calling right now live from Houston, Texas, and it's so good to greet each and every one of you this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for another opportunity on this fresh Monday morning. Lord, we glorify you, Father, for giving us a new day. A new day, Father, where we can make a move this morning. Father God, we glorify you for every good and perfect gift because we know it comes from you. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that our hearts, our minds, and our spirit man will receive what God has for us this morning. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you've placed on Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father. We ask that you continue to bless this call as we go into a five-year season, our fifth year, Lord God. And we know that you're going to do great and mighty things, Lord God. So we're asking also, Father, that you bless the man of God that's going to deliver your word this morning. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and amen. So now, TMC family, I love you, and I will pass it on to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Tiffany, take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale in California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our prayer general for jumping in this morning. And, yes, the tag that we have tagged this day with is Make a Move Monday. And that could be several things you need to make a move in your faith, your actions, your words, your deeds. And in Acts 17:28, it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." So Jesus is here with us and in us, and we thank him for his presence here. But I challenge each one of you today, as you go out today, to make a move on this Monday. And so we welcome you here on the Master's Call. You've already made a move in the right direction so that your life can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. Our scripture reference that we stand on, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so every day, Monday through Friday, we start this call up in prayer, and we end this call in prayer, and we are excited about what God is doing here in this telecommunication sanctuary. We thank God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank them for their yes, for the mission and the mandate that God gave them on October 25th, 2010, for them to start this, the Master's Call. And so immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to go over and head over to the morning motivational call. And today is Motivation Monday, and I believe our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be speaking to us on this Monday. So make sure you join us at 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. I want to say congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to our first 20 transformation challenge, 50K transformation challenge winners. They are in part one of the winners who are listed on there. There's 20 of them. So if you are a part of Artist International and you have not seen the list, please go back in your back office. Also, I'm sure it's posted on several people's Facebook pages. If you're on Facebook, just go through there. I'm sure you'll find it. Probably Dr. Vanessa, I'm sure Dorothy Cook and Candy Mosley have it posted on their pages. But go ahead and look at the winners and give them a shout-out and say congratulations, because they are the first 20 winners of this 30-day Transformation Challenge. And so congratulations to each of you for making a move and making a move in the right direction to take your life back and help to release some of the weight into the atmosphere. So we congratulate you, each and every single one of you. Continue to go on your weight loss journey. Also, every single day we have the Millionaire's Call. The Millionaire Call happens at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And the number for you to call in for that is 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539598#. 539598#. And that's every single day. Make sure you don't come on that call by yourself, but make sure that you invite someone to listen in, because definitely you want to continue to get your three. We're starting a new month. You want to make sure that you get your three. Also, today is Monday. It is the pastor's call, and that is 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at the same number, 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598#. Don't forget, all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, October the 14th and 15th of 2015. And please, please, please check your back office for further details. But as I have asked, if you have the desire to go, post it on your calendar, write it down on your vision board, and make it manifest itself. All right, so now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And I already heard our speaker's voice on the line this morning, and I am so excited because I haven't heard him in a while, but I know that that means that God has been doing some great things in his life, and I know when he comes this morning, he's going to be coming to us with the anointing and the power and the wisdom of God, because I know that he has something great to share with us today. And who am I talking about this morning? I'm talking about Pastor Charles Timmons. Pastor Charles resides in Portland, Oregon, with his wife of 27 years, Minister Edna Timmons. He has three lovely children, Samuel, Jasmine, and Krishala, and I hope that I said that name the correct way. He is an assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord, and he loves God's people, along with his wonderful family. He is also has an associate degree in theology. Pastor Charles and Minister Edna are artist distributors, and they are doing great things, building an awesome team in Portland, Oregon. And at this time, he is our messenger with a message, our mouthpiece with the message this morning. None other than an honor and a privilege to bring to you Pastor Charles Timmons. Are you out there, Pastor Charles?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
God bless you. Thank you for that marvelous introduction. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us all rejoice and be glad in this day. First, I just want to give honor where honor is due, and I just like to give a great big shout out to the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, and I also just want to just give a shout out to the lady of my life, Ms. Edna Kimmins. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we just really want to rejoice, be glad in this day. God is doing a wonderful thing in the life of his people, and God has a word for us this morning. And our word this morning, I'm coming out of, if y'all have your Bible, that you can join me. I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 4, and I will be reading from the Amplified Version, starting at verse 23. And it reads, "Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on a new nature, the regenerated self, created in God's image, God-like, and true righteousness and holiness. Verse 25, therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done now with it, let everyone express truth with anger, for we are all part of one body and members of one another. Verse 26, when angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, or indignation last until the sun go down. Leave no such room or a foothold for the devil. Give him no opportunity. And we drop down to verse 29. Let no foul or polluted language, no evil words or unwholesome, worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but such speech as good and beneficial to the spiritual progress as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace to God's favor to those that hear it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not offend or beg or sadden him, by whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own. Thank you, Lord. And for the day of redemption, our final deliverance to Christ from the evil and the consequences of sin. Verse 31. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath and passion, rage and bad temper and resentment and anger, animosity and quarreling and brawling and clamor and contention and slander and evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language, be banished from you with all malice, in spite, ill spite will, or the baseness of any kind. Let the Lord have a blessing on the reading of his word. And today, I just want to just talk about our attitudes. And I want to just speak on how the Word of God speaks about these things. And today, TMC family, it is important that we think and we act and we talk and we conduct ourselves like the person that we want to be, that we speak and we act and we talk and we conduct ourselves like the person that God has called us to be. The Bible tells us to put off all forms of evil, all forms of malice, all bitter conversations and things like this. I know this does not apply to none of you on the TNC family, but I know that there's some point that it does apply to. Just think about it. Think about this. Have you ever met anyone who treated people badly and had a positive attitude? It just doesn't happen like that. It's important, TMC family, that each and every one of us, that we continue to have a positive attitude. Likewise, you cannot have a bad attitude and encourage other people. It just doesn't happen like that. Encouraging people means helping people. It means looking for the best in them. It means trying to bring out the positive quality. And that's the process that drives negative thoughts right out of our head. It's when we continue to have a positive attitude, stay focused on the things and the Word of God, apply the Word of God, and using the Word of God. The Bible tells us do not be hearers of the Word, but it tells us to be doers of the Word. And the Word that we just read tells us to put off all these things, to put off bad attitudes, to put off clamor, put off ill speaking of one another. And so with that being said, TMC family, it's just real important for us to place a high value upon people. If we place a high value on people, we will not have anything negative to say about people. I read the text that said if you don't have anything good to say, that you shouldn't say anything at all. So With that being said, Artists International TNC family, we will march on. We will march on, and we will stay focused, and we'll keep the main thing, the main thing. And the main thing is to keep our eyes on Christ. The main thing is for us to build up, to lift up, and not tear down, with our words, and with our mouth, because sometimes that we can say some things that once they said, we want to take them back. But once we open our mouth and we say whatever that we said, and then once we say it, it's out there. It's out there. So we cannot take it back. So TNC family, it's important that we think, that we just take a moment to think before we speak. Let us take a moment to think before we speak. And there's an acronym for that word think that I love, and I use it on a regular basis, and it reminds me, and it helps me. It helps me to stay positive when the fleshly man wants to get negative. It helps me to stay positive when the fleshly man wants to tell you what he thinks about certain situations. And so it's important that we think before we speak. And the T in that word think is before I speak, is what I'm saying, is it true? We need to ask ourselves, is it true? That's the word, that's the letter T. And the H is it honest? Before I speak, is it honest what I'm getting ready to say? Because sometimes we can get angry at the things that we say, they're not true and they're not honest. And the I is it inspiring? Is it inspiring what I'm getting ready to say? The N is it necessary? Is it necessary? And the K is it kind? And if we keep this thought in mind, is it true? Is it honest? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Chances are that we won't hurt anyone's feelings. Chances are that we will not speak negative things out of our mouth. Chances are that we'll think and act just like the person that God says that we are. He says that we're marvelously made. And so chances are that if we just keep this thought in mind of encouraging one another, of building one another up, you know, of building one another, of building each other up, because there's something about encouragement. And in order to encourage, you must have a positive attitude. It is totally impossible to encourage and have a bad attitude at the same time. But when you encourage someone, that gives the person hope. That gives the person strength. That motivates. Let us be motivators of one another. Let us motivate one another. Let us always be mindful to build up and not tear down. And as we build, as we help one another, the person that's being helped, they'll help one another. And we'll get stronger. And we'll get stronger being the men and women of God, being the men and women in Artists International that God has called us out to be. So stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. And with everything that you do, Be an encourager. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. And Lord, we just praise you right now for your word. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are working in each and every one of us right now, Father God, to be encouragers, to be builders. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are helping us to be equippers. We want to be equippers. We want to help equip each other. In other words, what I'm saying, we want to help strengthen one another. And with God's help, we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. And with that being said, I will turn this call back over to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Pastor Charles Kimmons, this morning for encouraging us and blessing us this morning with that mighty word from God. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we have began our day, Father, with you first. As we seek you, Father, and your righteousness, we just thank you, God, that you allowed for us to wake up into a new day that you made. So we celebrate you, God. We honor you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you we can do all things. So as we make a move forward this Monday, God, we go forward with anticipation and expectation that great things are on the way for each and every single one of us. We thank you, God, for your unconditional love. We thank you for your unmerited and uncommon favor that goes before us, that goes behind us, that goes ahead of us, that goes beneath us, Father God. We thank you right now for new things that are on the way, because you are doing greater and new things. We thank you for Artist International and for the Diaz de Leon family. We celebrate the birth of Princess Alexandra, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that she will be whole and that she is complete and that great things will happen for her in the world, Father, because you have already predestined and you have already recorded them to be so, Father. So we thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak right now that at the conference on August the 14th and 15th, we speak 300 plus will be in the house in the name of Jesus, Father. We speak that we will come together on one accord and that we would allow our minds to be open so that we can move forth and mightily in the vision that you have given artists over 25 years ago. And we thank you for 25 years an Artist International. We thank you for 25 years of restoration. We thank you for 25 years of reshaping. We thank you for 25 years of bringing a product called Aviv, which actually changes lives, Father. We thank you, God, for the opportunity that you have allowed for each and every single one of us. And we speak right now for those that will come, Father. And so we thank you for each and every caller that is on this line right now. We lift up Wendy Dossie to you, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to touch her and keep her in the palms of your hand, oh God. And we act right now in the name of Jesus that you would just continue to keep Minister Cynthia Cox and her family, Father God. Father God, I just thank you for the great things that you're doing. We lift up Marie Preston to you right now, and we pray for her family and also for the Elite Ladies of Expression that they will continue to move forth mightily in Texas, Father God. And we thank you for every artist, entrepreneur, past, present, and future, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just continue to supply all of their needs, all of their desires according to what you would have, God. Let us be open to accept your will and realize that our agendas don't work, but yours does, God. So we just thank you and we praise you, Father. We just praise you for what you're doing in the world, Father. Even though we see chaos around us, we see shifts and shifts going on, God, that just tells us that you're preparing us for greater, Father. So we come with an open heart, with an open mind, and as Pastor Charles said this morning, the THINK, and he gave us an acronym, and so I pray that we not only heard it, but that we would apply it to our lives. And we thank you for Pastor Charles Kimmons, and we thank you for his family, Minister Edna, and I pray for his children, his grandchildren, that you would continue to do great things in their lives, in their ministries, that every single need will be met. I ask that you would increase his artist business and every single person's business endeavors in their businesses that they have on this line this morning. I speak increase and favor right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I ask right now that our children, as they go out to school this morning, I plead the blood over them right now in the name of Jesus, that their minds, God, will be focused on the things that are taught to them on this day, that they will
would not come against anything that is not of you in the name of Jesus. And if they do, Father, we call out that mountain right now in advance, and we ask for it to be moved so that they can be mighty and that they can be successful in the classroom, on the playground, on the in college, in high school, in elementary, in kindergarten, Father, middle school, Father. I just thank you right now for a successful year for each and every single one of them, athletically and academically, Father. And I just bless your holy name for the doors that you would open in our lives, Father. We celebrate you. We say congratulations to each and every winner in the Transform 90, the 50K challenge, Father. And I just pray right now that you would continue to do great and mighty things in Artists International, Father, for we realize that it is you who allows us to do everything, and without you, we can't do anything, Father. So we just thank you, Father, for your presence here on the Master's Call, and we just thank you that you have made us all great ministers in the marketplace. So we give your name the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and it is all done in the name of Jesus, and I decree it and declare it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. The replay for this call is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, immediately following this call today, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, where it is Motivation Monday, and we will be hearing an inspirational message this morning from our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Please make sure that you either set an alarm on your cell phone or on your regular clock. You want to make sure that you, along with your guests, are on this Monday's first millionaire call. The first one happens at 12 Central Standard Time, and then the second one will be at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time at the same number as the morning motivational call. And I'll say it again, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Keep in mind that you can also have someone to come on to the call after it's over, but we want to have you live there. But in case they miss it, they can dial 530-881-1399, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Okay, and then don't forget the pastor's call tonight. Pastor's call tonight will be at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and it's the same number once again, 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598-POUND. Please make sure that you stay plugged in and connected to what is going on in this season, because I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot do it by yourself. You want to make sure that you stay connected to what is going on in this season, and also make sure you stay connected to God. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Remember, put on your calendar, save the date, October 14th and 15th. We will see you in Las Vegas, Nevada, as Artists International celebrates its 25th year. Yay, we're excited about that. So thank you, Jesus. And at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Charles to come back to the line right now, and we will hear you over on the morning motivational call, where we'll hear our inspirational message shortly. Pastor Charles, come back and give us our benediction. Thank you, man of God.
Good morning. Good morning. This Monday has been tagged Make a Move Monday. Make a move. Make a move in your attitude. Make a move in your faith. Make a move in your walk. And just remember, like any discipline, your attitude will not take care of itself. You need to attend it daily. In Jesus' name.